Mr. President, I know how much you love deep psychological examinations of yourself. While you were at Kennebunkport this last weekend, people talked about your relationship with your dad. Mm. People mentioned that former President Clinton has been a guest at Kennebunkport more often in the last few years than you have been.
Yes.
And there was a lot of speculation. Your spokesman, Tony Snow, recently all but said it's because of the way your father chose to end the first Gulf War that bin Laden saw weakness enough to strike the United States. Hmm. Is there
trying to figure out where you're going here.
Is there a palpable tension when you get together with the former president, who happens to be your father? A lot of the guys who work for him are not happy with the direction.
Oh, no, listen, my relationship is adoring son.
Do you talk shop?
Sometimes, yeah, of course we do, but that's a really interesting question. I mean, it's kind of conspiracy theory at its most rampant. My dad means the world to me as a loving dad. He gave me the greatest gift a father can give a child, which is unconditional love. And yeah, we go out and kind of float around there trying to catch some fish and chat and talk, but he understands what it means to be president. He understands I have oftentimes have information that he doesn't have. And he also understands how difficult the world is today. And I explain my strategy to him. I explain exactly what I just explained to you down there about how I view the current tensions. And he takes it on board, and he leaves me with this thought: I love you, son.
If your administration ended today, would you be satisfied with the record thus far? Again, the view out there, I think if you ask 9 out of 10 presidential historians, high point, Bullhorn in the rubble of the buildings that came down. Low point, we're standing on it. Is that fair?
You know, first of all, there's no such thing as short-term history as far as I'm concerned. I think that you can't judge a presidency based upon a moment's notice. I believe you have to take eventually my standing in history will be judged by people 30 or 40 years from now who will be able to take an objective look at whether the decisions I made led to peace and prosperity. You know, this is a job where you make decisions and you think, do what you think is right, and you let people, but recognizing that people are going to say what's on their mind at the moment.